Cam, how are you feeling going with Ben?
Yeah, pretty excited. I guess we've had a week to digest what happened in the semi-final, and you know, clearly that was a pretty tough game, a wet game. So a few of the boys were feeling a bit sore after that one, but you know, we'll train twice this week and raring to go for the grand final come Sunday.
I don't know how many grand finals you've played in all of your football career, but how does it feel preparing for it?
I think I've played in four, so in my senior footy career, but lost two of those and won one. With Peel Thunder in the waffle, and you know, this one's probably up there with one of the ones I'm probably feeling pretty nervous about. But you know, I'll just take it day by day. We'll train well, and hopefully we can play well on Sunday.
Hopes to be in charge of a team that's about to play in the grand final. What has your emotions been for the last couple of weeks?
Oh, it's exciting. I think you know, as was mentioned before, both sides haven't won a grand final for a long time now, and to be able to play out here on Adelaide Oval. Against a rival in Glenelg is exciting for not only us, but I think for the competition as well. As Cam mentioned, the game that we played in the second final was a fantastic game of footy, and I think the weekend's going to be pretty similar. So, yeah, it's exciting. Grew up a Port Adelaide supporter, so to be able to coach them in a grand final is pretty special from a personal point of view and for my family.
Do you feel the weight of expectation from fans? It's been a while since
Yeah, I think you do, regardless of when you won your last grand final. I think if you're in a grand final, you want to win it, and we certainly set out to do that on the weekend.
The fact that you coached the Bays a couple of years ago, does that add to the extra edge?
No, not really. I don't think, I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. You know, Marlon's played at North Adelaide, Cam's an Eagles junior, and Stoney's come across from Fremantle. So that's the environment that we work in. You do move clubs and you do move around. I more look at the rivalry between Port Adelaide and Glenelg. I think it's exciting for the competition to have two strong clubs playing in it. And as I said before, we can't wait till Sunday to get out there and play.
A bit extra feeling this one, like, given the first finals, a few incidents and a bit extra spice?
Nah, not really, mate. I think we sort of move on from that pretty quick. Obviously, we had the weekend off. What happened last week, and we'll move on. We know that both sides play tough, contested ball. Certainly Glenelg's strength, and we think it's our strength as well. So you don't get too caught up on that stuff.
What do you know from the Bays on the weekend?
They're a good side. I think we've seen that all year. So we know that their forward side's really potent. I think it's a game that's going to be won in the midfield. Jesse White was really good against us last time we played him, and I think the game's going to be won or lost in the midfield.
Cam, have you noticed the rivalry between Magpies and
Bays
this year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty evident. In the, you know, the first game that we played at Glenelg, I don't think we had too many supporters there that day, and you know, they ended up smoking us. So the second semi-final, against these guys, it was a tough day. You know, when they got back in front, you could really feel the support behind Glenelg, and then when we got back in front, you could feel our support. So you know, there's plenty of support for everyone out there. I guess hopefully that helps us with a few more supporters there on the weekend with momentum.
Who's in the mix to replace Aidan Johnson this round?
Probably a tough one. Probably better off for Lokes on that one, but I guess we have Matt Appleton's been playing well. Ben Edwards, who's been playing really good footy down in the YPFL as well. So we also have Marty Frederick's got Kai Pudney, we've got Riley Grundy. So, you know, there's a lot of people in the mix. But, yeah, we'll find out Thursday.
Matthew, you certainly took it up to the Bays physically.
Oh, it certainly wasn't intent from us to go after them physically. I think that's the way both teams play. And I think Mark would say the same thing. Glenelg are physically tough. You know, guys like Matt Snook, Brad Agnew through the midfield are as tough as they come. So we know we have to be really strong in that area to be able to compete with them. And as I said before, that's where the game's going to be won or lost. You can get our hands on the footy early. Hopefully that puts us in good stead for the game.
Matt, did you get a chance to have a look at BB Woods there last week in the country?
I didn't head down and watch it, but I certainly had some people there watching it. So I know he's in good form, as Cam mentioned. We got a number of guys that we can bring in this week. The rules say that we can only replace Aidan with the listed players. So we'll bring in one of those three that we've got available, and then we'll make a decision on whether we make a change outside of that.
I know there's been some talk about Trent McKenzie being out of contract, obviously had his chances of earning a new power contract, no harm this final series, been in written form.
Yeah, clearly he has been. He's a bit of a barometer for us in defence, and he played a really good role in McBean in the semi-final and played really well against Adelaide in that first final. So I guess he's, you know, he's putting the performances together to maybe warrant a new contract, but I guess that all gets sorted out in time.
Mark, Luke Reynolds performed extremely well on the weekend after a tough second semi-final gig. I see him as a bit of a barometer in your forward line. How big a key do you see him to your performances up there?
Well, he's one of six or seven forwards that we need to play well. When Luke plays well, he plays really well. He's got the potential to kick five or six. But he's also had some down games as well. So it was good to see him back in a bit of form last Sunday. I think for Luke, sometimes it's when he can take a mark early and get himself into the game early. That seems to generate confidence within him. And he goes from there. But he's the sort of player that can pick that up in a space of 10 minutes. He can take two or three marks quickly and get himself into the game quickly. So, like all our forwards, they just need to be in the game somehow. Chase, tackle, pressure, and mark the ball when it comes their way. So it's really about him being a competitor and making sure he starts with a competitive nature and let the rest happen.
Mark, at the start of this season, you spoke about the high expectations you had after winning the final six games of last year. Have you gone about keeping the players grounded and keep them focused as the game, the season's gone so well?
Just with our weekly process. We have a continuous improvement loop that we focus on every week on what we do, how we review that, the adjustments we need to make, and then continuing to plan. And that just goes week on, week in, week out, just one after the other, which involves the players, the staff, the coaches and myself. And we're all in it. We're all trying to get better. And I think if you focus on aspects of how to improve, then the up and downs just seem to even themselves out a little bit, because you're not really looking or searching for external motivation. It's all within. And we're really driven to be the best team in the competition, and we've got the opportunity to prove that on the weekend, and we're good enough to be able to do that.
Does the way the second semi unfolded and the aftermath of that add any extra spice to it for you? I know Luke said it didn't, but what about
the when you talk about the aftermath, you mean?
Tribunal.
Oh, well, there's a couple of incidents that got looked at. Tribunal did its job, process was taken, and we move on. I agree with Matt. We see ourselves as a head over the ball team, go through the line of the footy. That's your first priority. But if you get an opportunity to apply some physical pressure, then you do it. That's the nature of the game. That's what the great teams do. Nothing will be, you know, different Sunday.
Do you think Port targeted Chris Carron in that final?
Not necessarily in that nature. I think teams, not just Port, but teams target Chris. He's a good player, and when I say target, I mean they try to nullify his influence. We'll be doing the same to some of their players in the sense that we don't want them to have big impacts on the game. I think that's part and parcel of the game, and sometimes players run into each other. That just happens.
So do you have to do anything different this week to protect him more? Any sort of different directives for your players to protect Chris?
Oh, look, I think we like to protect everyone in the air. If there's a spare player around the contest, you know, you need to shield players and protect them in the air. But other than that, we're playing a brutal game. You know, it's a physical, tough game, and that's the nature of it. I think if I sit down in a team meeting and I ask guys, can you look after Chris, please, and protect him, what message does that send? Chris is a tough player, you know, like the rest of our guys. He'll look after himself.
How close was he on the weekend to missing? I know you said earlier in the week it was a sort of Thursday-Friday test.
Yeah, well, early in the week it was day by day because he wasn't great. But he picked up midweek. He didn't train until Friday. And he did a cog test and passed that okay, and then he was fine. But yeah, it was one of those things with all of those types of concussions. You just got to see the time through and make sure that they're clear in the head.
Marlon, for you, with your family history at the club, what does it mean to play a grand final for the Glenelg Football Club?
Yeah, I guess regardless of family history, just to play an NFL grand final is a special thing. But yeah, Uncle Mark played here in the 80s and unfortunately missed out. I think Cornsey dropped him, so we have a laugh about it now, but yeah, it's a special week for myself and the family. We got a busload coming down from Darwin, so yeah, it's big week.
What are the connections between you and Port Adelaide? You work at Port, you're probably pretty close to all the Port there.
Well, yeah, I feel pretty comfortable. There's half the staff here at the moment, so there's more Port Adelaide people than journos. But yeah, it's a good. You know, there's a bit of banter in the office, and it's all lighthearted and it's all in good fun. So yeah, it's a weird week, but it's a special week. Yeah.
Have you got much grand final experience in your career?
Only back home in Darwin. Yeah, in the off seasons of footy in Adelaide. So I played in finals in the Waffle. Made it to a prelim, but not grand final experience. So it's an exciting week. A few of our guys played their first finals in long careers in this year's final series. So we've got two finals under our belts, and we're looking forward to the third this week.
What was it like watching your old North guys last year? Because you obviously spent quite a bit of time there and then missed out. What was it like watching that 12 months ago?
Yeah, I think looking into the game, I didn't know how I was going to feel, but once they won, I was pretty happy for them. You know that. The club's been through a fair bit. I think 3 out of the 6 years I was there, we were on the bottom. So it was a pretty special day for them. It wasn't a feeling of missing out. It was more a feeling of joy and happiness for a few guys that have been there for a while.
Mark, would you expect Cam to go to Pardo again this week?
Well, I'd say at some stage, yeah. I thought there was moments in the game when Cam had the better of him last time, and then there's a couple of moments where Luke got away and you know, kicked the goal and did other little bits and pieces, but I expect that at some point they'll cross paths, yeah.
And just from a selection point of view, you went a little bit smaller against Adelaide. Ubergang, for your chance to come back in, do you think he's a little bit taller?
Well, he's an option for us, and their talls are pretty good, so we'll have a really good look at that. We'll weigh up whether or not we go with the size or whether we go with the speed, and we'll know which way we're going to go later in the week.
Marlon, the guy next to you, what's he brought to the club? What's his strengths that he's brought to your group?
You want me to answer that?
No, I want Marlon to answer it.
Oh. I'll be happy to answer that. A great footy program, but also high demand for standards. I think that's the key to it. You know, every time we rock up to training, everything we do outside of the club demands high standards of our players, and you know, the players demand high standards of other players. So, you know, we've been on a journey for the last 18 to 24 months under Stoney, and you know, our football demands a high standard game, but also you know, tough attack at the contest, and anything less is not acceptable. So,
is that code for having a super tough coach?
He's tough, but he's fair, yeah, and he's really honest with us. So, I think that's the joy we get out of him, is he'll tell us how it is, but he's really good with our playing group. He's built really good relationships and connections with our players. So, you know, we hire him in a high regard, and that's why we've reached the big dance this Sunday.
Mark, given where you finished last year, have you exceeded expectations pre-season?
Depends whose expectations they were. In January 24, 2018, we sat down and created what we call a trademark, and we modelled the great teams, not just in this competition or the AFL or around the world, and what they do, the types of things that they do and the standards they set. And we set off on a journey. We knew at some point we'd get here, just depending on whether that would be this year or next year or whenever, but we knew at some point we'd get to this position, and the challenge now is for us to win it, because it's been a very long time and some teams have tried and failed. So I think when you're looking at expectations for us internally were to become the best we could possibly be. And I'm not even sure we've got there yet, but we're still aiming to get better every week.
Faddy, what's the support been like? Not just this week, but through the finals. I heard that Friday night for your last run, the Bistro's completely booked out.
This week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been terrific. I think there's been some long-suffering Bays fans out there that have been, you know, really thrilled with the way the season's gone for us. They're all on board. It's a bit of excitement around the place, which is great. So, yeah, we'll train there Friday night, and hopefully everyone gets down there and has a look, as many people as can possibly get there. And it gives our boys a little bit of that energy, and I mean, we're not going to do a lot on the track this week. I don't think we need to. Just a couple of adjustments, touch the footies and prepare for a big day Sunday. So, yeah, it's been really good from a club point of view that you know, there's now a bit of hope back that maybe we're on the right track.
You've obviously been there as an assistant. Do you have ambitions to get back into the AFL as a senior coach?
My ambitions at the moment are to try and win a flag for Glenelg. That's where it starts and stops at the moment. The AFL has its appeal, there's no doubt about that, and because, you know, it's the best competition in the country. Yeah, I'm not really looking too far beyond this Sunday, to be honest.
A few people have linked you to the Crows job, don't you? Is that so good?
who is that?
John
Cade's
pretty keen on you.
Oh, is he? Well, it's very complimentary, you know, and I'll take it that way. But at the moment, as I said to the previous question, my main focus is Glenelg and trying to get them to win that elusive flag that's been we've been chasing for 33 years. That's really where my mind is right now.
Mark, your last six rounds of last year were just some of the most fantastic football, really aggressive attacking. Your defence was fantastic. Was that the linchpin? Did that start all this momentum for 2019?
It certainly built belief and it built confidence. But we recently spoke about the first 12 before that when we were 3-9. And some of those never give up attitudes and stick thick and stay true to course were some of the other great attributes that enabled us to win games from behind this year and hanging tough in close contests such as the one against Port 2 weeks ago. So the whole journey's been a learning for us. But certainly the last six games of 18 gave us that validation that we were doing the right things and we're on the right track.
Mark,